This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Forest County Potawatomi community has started a campaign to fight opioid abuse in northeastern Wisconsin. Ken Kroll has more.
The public awareness campaign will begin with television ads and print displays in local media. It also includes a website with specific details on where people can find addiction treatment and inpatient or outpatient counseling services. The Health Division Administrator for the Potawatomi community, Julie Beeney, says the impact of opioids locally is significant.
Forest County is home to 700 of our tribal members. We have a total tribal enrollment of just over 1,600, and over 700 of them live here in Forest County. And of those, the tribe estimates that somewhere between 20-25% have struggled with some form of addiction.
The tribe has a large casino in Milwaukee, about 200 miles south of the reservation. While the campaign moves to have people with addictions seek help, Beeney says the goal is also to have a stepped-up law enforcement presence to keep the drugs out. With the help of a state grant, the tribe has set up new programs and hired additional specialists to help people struggling with addiction. Data from the Forest County Sheriff's Department shows the county has seen 37 non-fatal opioid-related overdoses and 9 deaths related to opioids so far in 2018. In northern Wisconsin, Ken Kroll reporting.
A transition is expected to take place this week in Minneapolis, Minnesota, for people at a large homeless encampment to a navigation center. Tribal leaders, city officials, and members of the Native community met Sunday to discuss moving people to large heated tents. The Minneapolis Star Tribune reports the packed public meeting became heated at times as an outreach group assisting people has been accused of harassment. Leaders are calling for unity between all groups trying to help people living there. Hundreds of people, mostly Native Americans, including families, children, and pregnant women, have lived there for months. Efforts to clear the camp and find housing has been in the works. There are concerns about winter weather and safety. Rapid City, South Dakota, is home to a new Native enterprise called Indian Collective. The organization was created by the innovator of Thunder Valley, a new community on the Pine Ridge Reservation. The group is focusing on self-directed economic development in Indian country. Victoria Wicks reports.
Vice President Kim Pate says Indian Collective plans to offer grants, loans, and advocacy to tribes trying to improve their economy in ways grounded in sovereignty, tradition, and culture. She says not all communities are alike, and so the collective will defer to tribes to determine what their needs are. One overriding interest, however, is climate change and energy. Pate says renewable energy can create industry and jobs on reservations where sunshine and wind are abundant resources. Pate says a healthy economy supports a healthy community.
When you move families out of poverty, you do see improvement on all of the indicators where we're currently lagging, whether it's suicide rates or alcoholism or dropout rates from high school or infant mortality. Because families with stronger balance sheets are able to thrive in all those other areas.
Pate says Indian Collective is looking at funding large projects such as housing developments and businesses. Indian Collective also plans to assist with grassroots organizing and lobbying to promote policies and laws that support tribal economic development. Pate says that effort can include protesting pipelines or asking for national or state requirements that financial education be taught in the schools. Indian Collective officially started October 1st, and lending is scheduled to begin in 2019. For National Native News, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
From northern Minnesota, Red Lake Nation Foods is pleased to support this show and share the bounty of the harvests, wild rice products, and wild fruit jams, jellies, and syrups produced by American Indians and available at redlakenationfoods.com.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at RamonaFarms.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.